is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. Dr. Sanjay Gupta says McCain has a long road of recovery ahead of him.
Even though the surgeons feel like they got all the tumor out, they can bet that there's some microscopic bits of tumor left, so chemotherapy and radiation. Now, one thing is because he had this operation, they got to wait a little bit of time before they start the radiation until that wound where he had the operation heals. That can take 3 or 4 weeks. His doctors told him that he would need a couple weeks just to recover.
McCain and his family are now considering further treatment. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says cancer just picked the wrong guy to mess with. Hogan wrote on his Facebook page last night after news that Senator McCain has been diagnosed with cancer. Hogan is himself a cancer survivor and says he knows McCain will, quote, fight this battle with the same courage and strength that he has shown throughout his lifelong commitment to public service. Well, there's now once again a green light for the Purple Line following a ruling from a federal appeals court panel, and Maryland officials say construction can now start on the light rail line.
A three-judge panel has issued a stay on Judge Richard Leon's previous ruling that halted construction for the Purple Line.
Court of Appeals issued a stunning rebuke to Judge Leon.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says planners can now resume trying to get funding from the federal government. The court says planning can continue as the overall case continues through the appeals process, meaning it could be derailed again in the future.
Is it enough to totally eliminate the cloud over this project? There's still some mist in the air.
Our calls to plaintiffs in the case were not returned. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Loudoun County Board of Supervisors is set to vote today on a huge pay raise for county supervisors.
62%. That would be the pay hike for the next Loudoun County Board of Supervisors in 2020 if the measure is approved. Right now, the current salary starts at around $41,000, but the raise would put the starting rate in the mid-60s. Not everyone on the board's in favor of the move, though. Ralph Bona is vice chair.
This is excessive. It's just downright ridiculous. If we gave ourselves the same raises the county staff got each of these years, the numbers would be much lower and more reasonable.
Tonight's meeting starts at 5. The public will have a chance to comment before the vote. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The little town of Round Hill in Loudoun County could nearly double in size if the town council goes along with an expansion plan. Mayor Scott Ramsey says he knows, though, that not everyone likes the idea.
We've heard informally from people over the years that some of them really want to be brought into town, be part of the decision-making. Other people have indicated that, no, they don't ever want to be in town because they don't want to pay town taxes.
The first of two public information sessions on that proposed town expansion is August 3rd. Six teenagers in Washington for an international robotics competition have gone missing. D.C. police say all six, four boys and two girls, are from the African nation of Burundi and have not been seen since the event ended Tuesday evening. A Maryland environmental coalition is criticizing an amendment added to legislation by Congressman Andy Harris that they say could stop two offshore wind proposals near Ocean City. They say the amendment, approved by a House committee this week, could prohibit the Interior Department from approving project construction plans despite 6 years of debate and approval by state lawmakers and regulators. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641, the Nasdaq at 6,385. Sports, the Angels put an end to the National six-game winning streak. The Orioles beat the Rangers again. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hello, 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 are you listening?
Mark Levin.
I am the people's host. I take more calls than any other host.
Weeknights at 6.
That's right.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant for Cars for Kids. Summer's here, and it's time to hit the road on your new set of wheels. Do you have an old car or boat you need to clear out of your garage or driveway to make room for a new one? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you just don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging the meetings with shady and unsavory characters that come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher for your next vacation. Here's your chance to get away while the weather is still nice. You know the number, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K, or go to carsforkids.com. They're reliable, and your car can be picked up within 48 hours, whatever works for you. Call now to donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Need your home sold, guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com. It's a summer of coffee at Dunkin'. What could be better than a s'mores frozen Dunkin' coffee, a butter pecan iced coffee, or a coconut cream pie cold brew on a hot summer day? Well, nothing. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 heading down to the Beltway. Still quite slow to get past the accident activity after 212. You get a little break then getting onto the Beltway. If you're heading inner loop, that's fine into Greenbelt and New Carrollton. No delays. Outer loop, we do have that topside volume through Silver Spring. Now, in the Beltsville area, not so good on Route 1. We have one lane getting by southbound Route 1. It's going to be south of the MVA before you get to Powder Mill Road. A trash truck lost its load and one lane gets by. It's now going to be the cleanup. Oh boy. All right, good luck there. North on Route 1 with lanes open. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Laurel, slow inside the Beltway, recovered from the earlier crash. Virginia 395, once you get through Landmark, good shape, really, through Shirlington toward the 14th Street Bridge. No problems to report on the freeway, but the heavy volume starting to form each way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98, but a heat index into the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms may pop up tomorrow with a high of 96 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 74 in Kensington, 79 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. If he could have a do-over, President Trump says he wouldn't have hired Jeff Sessions. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:35, we've got Byron York from the Washington Examiner to talk about Donald Trump and the latest news coming out of the New York Times overnight. That's an interesting story and one worth discussing. Byron York will be here for that. And then Danica Rome joins us at 8:05, who's running for the Virginia House of Delegates. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Katie Feng. She is an NBC legal contributor, trial lawyer, and a partner at Berger Singerman, based in Miami, Florida. We're going to find all about OJ. Katie, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Vince and Mary. Thanks for having me.
So, big, big day today for OJ Simpson. He has a parole hearing today at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. If this goes his way, he has already been paroled for 5 counts. If this goes his way, could we see O.J. Simpson walking out of prison?
You could. You technically wouldn't see him walking out of prison until October 1st. But yeah, back in 2013, he was granted parole on some of the charges, as you just mentioned. But in Nevada, and based upon the way that he was consecutively sentenced, he had to serve a little bit more time. Technically, in 2008, he was sentenced to 33 years. However, he became eligible at 9 years, which is exactly now.
Okay. Now, will we actually see him be picked up by A.J. Cowlings in a white Bronco when he leaves?
And do a slow roll in the white Bronco down the road of the old strip in Vegas. No.
So now tell us.
That happen. He'll walk out October 1st. But here's the thing. He's 70 years old. And his friend Tom Skoda, who actually, interesting, was with him in Vegas for that Vegas wedding when that whole thing went down back in 2007 that resulted in him getting arrested and convicted. Tom says that he's lost a lot of weight, that he's toned himself up, and he's getting ready for his release. He gained 100 pounds or something like that in prison. It was something crazy. So, yeah, so he's definitely ready to go, but let's see whether or not this parole board will grant him his parole.
What are the kinds of things, I mean, what is under consideration when they make this determination? Like, what are they thinking about? What are they looking at? And how do they decide, okay, now's the time that O.J. Simpson, sure, you can be released?
So the Nevada Parole Board Commission has a clear, transparent set of factors it looks at. There's 11 factors, and each of them has a certain point that's allocated to each factor. And depending upon where you score in the point system from 0 to about 15 points, that'll determine whether or not you in and of itself are eligible. But I want to underscore the importance of this, Vince and Mary. It's always discretionary, though. So although OJ scores low on this point system, where they look at things like your current age, they look at whether or not you have gang memberships, whether or not what your age was at the time of your first arrest, and then the obvious things, what was your behavior like when you were in prison? He scores low. He scores anywhere from 0 to 3 points, but in the end,
meaning it was good.
His commissioners to decide whether or not they're going to let him out.
But meaning his behavior's been good in prison is what you're saying.
Yeah,
right?
No problems. He's been a model prisoner. He's running the softball league. I guess they don't have a football league. So he's running the softball league. So, you know, he's doing all these quote-unquote good things, but remember, there's been a lot of stuff that's come out recently in terms of documentaries and TV series about O.J. Simpson. It is fresh on people's minds as what happened back in California when he was prosecuted and ultimately acquitted for that double homicide.
Okay, so he was acquitted in that case, but you're saying that the decision here is discretionary. Could they decide in their minds that, hey, I watched a great documentary and it convinced me that O.J.'s probably guilty? Is that the kind of thing that they're allowed to bring into their judgment?
They're not supposed to, but hello, we're all human, right?
Yeah.
Just like if you're a juror, you're not supposed to let your biases and your prejudices go into the jury room with you. But oh my gosh, what do? You can you shut off that part of your brain? You can. So the deliberations will be confidential and in private. So after OJ speaks on his own behalf and other people can speak on his behalf, including his lawyer and some family members, and including the victim, one of the two victims of that armed robbery in that Vegas hotel room will actually speak on his behalf today to advocate for him to be released, then those four commissioners will go behind closed doors, they will deliberate, and they will immediately release their decision and announce their decision instead of usually taking a couple of weeks to do so.
So we could see somebody trying to correct a long overdue wrong here.
Maybe. But they do have a system in place that they have two other commissioners standing by on the phone to have to call them in if he doesn't get his unanimous vote of the four votes.
I want to talk to you about his sentencing. And there's this feeling that Judge Jackie Glass, when he was sentenced on December 8th of 2008, his maximum sentence was 33 years in prison. And many people have pointed out, he was ordered to pay $33 million to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Glass.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't even know that.
Why? You didn't know that? Oh, yeah. I've heard that a couple times. I was listening this morning. They were interviewing some people this morning about this, and that was one of the things that was brought up. That hey, it was no coincidence. 33 years, and he was also ordered to pay $33 million.
Yeah, so he was ordered to pay 33, a little bit more than 33, about $33.5 million to the Goldman family for the wrongful death lawsuit in California that he lost. But here's the thing: with interest now on that, he owes about $10 million, $20 million in interest on that right now.
Wow.
So they're not going to see anything because, listen, his memorabilia was, which is why he is doing time right now. Was there something with he couldn't sell some of that was not touchable? Was that part of why they could never get paid?
Well, yeah, and here's the big part of why they couldn't get paid. So they satisfied a portion of their judgment in California with some of the assets he had there. Then he moved to Florida, where I'm from, sometimes known as a haven for people who want to avoid, you know, collections efforts. So he moved to Florida, he bought a house, he was living in Florida, and then he was in Vegas for this whole sports memorabilia armed robbery thing. You know, he gets a $25,000 a month pension from the NFL, but they cannot touch it. They being the Goldmans, they cannot collect against that pension.
Huh. Well, so he's got the money, but he can't give it to them.
$1,000 a month.
That is so sad. Now, if he does get out and he is released, and I think you said he would walk in October, would actually physically come out in October, what does the future hold for O.J. Simpson? Because if he starts to make money, if he comes back out and you said he's getting in shape and everything, sounds like he's ready to reappear, have his new reveal, he really can't go back to work, because if he does, then the Goldmans can garnish that money, right?
Yeah, exactly. So he's disincentivized to work. Because if he does, as you said, his wages will be garnished, and he can't claim things like, I'm the head of the household, which usually limits the amount of garnishment that can happen from your wages. But look, he has a healthy pension. He gets a Screen Actors Guild pension, if you can believe that, from his acting days. He's got money there. The thing is O.J. Simpson the kind of guy who's going to want to do a book, a tell-all or something like that? Because if that's the case, then yeah, they can go after those earnings that come from that kind of stuff. So I don't think he will. I think from what we've been hearing, he's going to play golf. And, you know, that might not sit well with the parole board commissioners today if they think this guy's supposed to serve 33, we're letting him out, and the guy's going to go live high in the hog and play golf for the rest of his life. But then again, objectively, if he scores properly and if they apply the law, you know what? They may just let him out.
I don't know. I'd be amazed if he has another tell-all in him, if considering he already wrote a book called If I Did It.
Yeah, the if was like the tiniest font it could possibly be. It was so small, and that was intentional, by the way.
Very interesting. Katie Fong, thank you so much for joining us. This is going to be very interesting, and I'm sure, I believe this is going to be televised, the parole hearing today, right?
Yeah, ESPN is
so
covering
this parole hearing is going to be live streamed at 1 p.m. Eastern, if you can believe it.
Yeah, I can, and it is something that I'm probably going to watch, because why not? Thank you so much for joining us. You have a fantastic day, Katie.
Thank you, guys.
That is Katie Fong, NBC legal contributor. It is 7:15 on WMAL. So it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. And good morning, Marilyn. We've been a little bit busy this morning, but for 270 out of Frederick, it's just been the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, Rockville down onto the 270 spur. That's still stop and go due to the earlier crash at the American Legion Bridge. Closer you get to the bridge, the better the pace. Now, along the way near Montrose Road, a fender bender has just been reported. So be careful south on 270. For 95 southbound, we're still focusing on the crash to the shoulder, south past 212. You get a little break, and then the topside slowing. Inner loop has been great through New Carrollton and heading beyond 50 and around toward Forestville. Wilson Bridge backups before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Virginia, yes, we have you covered. 66, no drama this morning. The volume with us for sure. 395 once you get through Landmark Quiet through Shirlington. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, it is going to be a hot one. We have a heat advisory in effect from noon until 7 o'clock tonight. Expect a mix of sun and clouds today, hot and humid, high of 98 degrees, with a heat index as high as 105 today. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 79. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, stray shower, thunderstorms possible, high of 96. And currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 83 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
The only thing worse than being stuck in traffic is being stuck in a timeshare. Get out now, safely and legitimately, with Timeshare Exit Team. They get you out or give you a complete refund. Call 844-928-EXIT online at timeshareexitteam.com.
All right, the President of the United States sitting down for an interview in the Oval Office with the New York Times yesterday. At one point, it got interrupted by his granddaughter, apparently, which was
so cute.
An adorable interruption. He returns to his granddaughter, obviously Ivanka's daughter, and says, you speak Chinese. Say something in Chinese. And she looks at the New York Times reporter. She goes, ni hao. And everyone starts laughing. And of course, she heads out again. It may have been a tactical deployment of cuteness in the midst of an interview with the fake news New York Times at the White House. But in that interview, the president said a number of things, all of which we'd like to discuss when we were joined by Byron York at 7:35. And, you know, including talking about Jeff Sessions. He said he kind of regrets picking Jeff Sessions, given that the fact that Sessions should have announced inevitably that he would recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Trump has some regrets about that now. He was upset about James Comey still, and Robert Mueller, and the acting FBI director, McCabe. But he also talked about some of the Russia scandal. And in that conversation, he was talking about his son and this email exchange, which led to a meeting that Don Jr. held at Trump Tower in June of 2016. Of course, now it's infamous that it was between Don Jr. and this Natalia Veselnitskaya character, and everything that led up to it. And I want to let you listen in now on this. Is President Trump speaking with the New York Times yesterday a little bit about why this idea that the Russians could even have information of use to the president for going after Hillary Clinton?
I didn't look at it very closely, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I just heard there was an email requesting a meeting or something. Yeah, requesting a meeting that they have information on Hillary Clinton. And I said, I mean, that's standard political stuff.
Did you know at the time that they had the email?
No, I didn't know anything about the mayor. So
but you know, you get this.
It must have been a very important, must have been a very unimportant meeting because I never even heard about it.
No one told you a word, nothing. Nobody I know we talked about this in the plane a little bit, but nobody.
No, nobody told me. I didn't know anything. You know, it was a very unimportant, sounded like a very unimportant meeting.
The day you clinched the nomination with New Jersey and California and the primaries and so forth, you give a speech that night saying you're going to give a speech about Hillary Clinton's corrupt dealings with Russia and other countries. And that comes just 3 hours after Don Jr.
Remember when I made
people wondered about
the timing. Speeches.
Yeah.
I go after her all the time.
I go after her all the time, the president says. Additionally, he noted that about Hillary Clinton, he was kind of curious. He was like, why would I need information from the Russians to provide damaging information about Clinton? He says, quote, there wasn't much I could say about Hillary Clinton that was worse than what I was already saying. Unless somebody said that she shot somebody in the back, there wasn't much I could add to my repertoire. His point is like, what would be the point of that? I didn't even need information. I was already savagely beating Hillary Clinton rhetorically each day. So what was I going to get from the Russians exactly? Anyway, so that's his conversation with the New York Times yesterday about something that's occupied all of the New York Times fascinations for many weeks now.
What I find interesting is he did not ask the New York Times if they plan on interviewing Hillary Clinton about the Ukraine connection. Which would be classic Trump. That would just be so classic Donald Trump, would to be after a whole thing go, so, by the way, are you going to interview Hillary Clinton now about the Ukrainian connection?
Well, you never know. He may have brought it up. It's just the New York Times didn't release that portion of the interview, if so.
That's true.
But yeah, the president going back and forth with a couple of the reporters there. I think they had three reporters in the Oval talking to the president yesterday.
You're just jealous.
I am jealous.
I know, and you should be.
Mr. President, you know where you should do an interview. It's right here on Mornings on the Mall. Let's set that up. Heather, we've got his number, right? We can get him on. Okay, good.
I would actually not come in my pajamas on that day. I would actually show up.
Oh, you dress up for work?
I would,
for once?
Not for you. For you, you get pajamas. For the president, I would actually dress nicely. But going after Sessions, I just thought was so, you had mentioned that, so, wow. I thought that for sure that would have been a closed door conversation. I was shocked. But then again, if it were a closed door conversation, the New York Times would have printed it the next day anyway. So
I'll tell you what, let's ask Byron York about that at 7:35, coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:22 now.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Getting a good night's sleep, believe me, Vince and I know about the value of a good night's sleep. But did you know that it is part of keeping healthy? We pride ourselves on working long days, surviving on 4 hours of sleep. But did you know that sleep deprivation has been linked to high blood pressure, heart disease, weight gain, and a whole load of other health problems? That's why it is so important to make sure that the sleep that we do get is on a mattress that meets our body's individual needs. And it used to be you go to a mattress store, you spend hours trying out each mattress. But at Mattress Warehouse, they're using science to find the perfect mattress for you. With their bed match system, they use the latest technology to find the mattress perfect for your sleeping position, weight distribution, and pressure points. So no more buying a new mattress and still waking up sore or worse, tired. With bed match from Mattress Warehouse, you'll find the support and comfort perfect for you so that you wake up feeling refreshed and healthy. Make an investment in your health and try the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect match. Just go to sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you. That's sleephappens.com for Mattress Warehouse.
50 years ago, at a moment in time when visionary action was needed, Congress passed the Federal Interstate Highway Act. It brought mobility to a nation, strengthening the economy in a powerful way. This Congress is poised to make history again, to make its own tremendous advancements in transportation by liberating innovation for self-driving vehicles. Right now, Congress is laying out a roadmap for self-driving vehicles in order to bring a host of benefits to Americans. Benefits like greater road safety, reductions in fuel use, carbon emissions, and road congestion, while providing more independence for millions of Americans. Although many issues divide Congress, proposed legislation for self-driving vehicles has earned bipartisan support. And all of us, automakers, suppliers, smart transportation leaders, and people with disabilities, thank the Senate and the House for taking visionary action. To learn more about how Congress is making history, saving lives, and providing benefits to us all, go to coalitionforfuturemobility.com. Paid for by the Coalition for Future Mobility.
Tired of making resolutions
How about making a decision to get your affairs shaped up and your legal house in order? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is now sponsored by AAA. All right, here we go into D.C. We're okay through Riverdale now that the crash has been cleared past 410 on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Northbound, though, as you head north of the Beltway into Greenbelt, seeing a sudden slowdown, had a minor crash reported right in that stretch, so just keep alert. Through Chevrolet 50, just a little bit of that stop and go now, 202 to merge on to 295. Through Annapolis and Bowie, great morning there, no problems. For 270, Germantown onto the 270 spur, and if you're heading 270 south toward Bethesda, have the volume still with us along the way, and that left HOV lane, that's where we had the crash after 28. So do watch for some of that activity still remaining. 66, here we come. No major problems this morning, but the volume through Manassas, off and on through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Now, when your car breaks down, you want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com, sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in nation's capital, 81 degrees at 726 on WMAL. Well, we have to thank Fox 5 for this next story. Oh, gee, Vince just broke the microphone.
My microphone literally
just snapped off.
Left right off. I'm going to hold it.
Wow, you have amazing strength.
Thank you.
That's wild. Feats of strength coming
thank
up next
much.
On Mornings on the Mall. So there is apparently a raccoon problem. Two raccoon attacks reported in 1 week in the Farlington neighborhood of Arlington. Animal control officers said the first incident happened at the Farlington Villages complex. They were called to the area about 10 in the evening at night for a call about a female who said she was bitten by a raccoon. They couldn't find the raccoon. The raccoon was absconded. Well, about a week later, around 7 o'clock in the morning, in the same neighborhood, a male victim was reportedly attacked by two raccoons. He told Fox 5 he was stepping outside onto his front porch when he spotted that the two raccoons. And he says, I don't know what was going on. And then they started clawing at me and biting my legs. So I was knocking them away, trying to get them away and kicking them away, trying to get back into my house. One of the raccoons bit him on his inner right thigh. Inner thigh. That's like raccoons are little. Like you wouldn't think they would be up that high, especially on a man. He also suffered claw marks on both of his legs, and he was treated right away and tested for rabies. And the officers were also unable to locate the two raccoons in that attack as well. So they're telling the community to stay alert, remove anything around their property like trash, standing water, and bird feeders that could attract the raccoons, and to keep your pets on a leash or indoors.
Authorities are on the case.
The two raccoons. 7:28 on WMAL.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bowlandbranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It was summer when I found you. I noticed your strong arm, your easy approach, how attractive your interest was. And while all the others were good for just a year, you would stay true for 5 years. What a mortgage.
With Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's 5-5 adjustable rate mortgage, you can enjoy super low rates with no adjustments for 5 whole years.
Apply now, and you'll automatically be entered to win our $5,000 home loan sweepstakes. So apply today at cofcu.org/arm or call 703-823-5211 for Commonwealth One's strongest arm.
Irresistible.
Visit cofcu.org/arm for loan terms, conditions, and complete sweepstakes details. 5-5 arm requires 5% minimum down. No PMI with 95% or less LTV. Subject to credit approval. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1557.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, Byron Yurick will be joining us from the Washington Examiner. He's got a lot to talk about. At 7:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Senator John McCain is facing one of the toughest battles of his life. Doctors have diagnosed him with an aggressive form of brain cancer, says Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
A pathology report revealed a primary brain tumor known as glioblastoma. It's the most aggressive type of brain cancer. It is the same type of tumor that Beau Biden and Ted Kennedy had.
Maryland Governor and cancer survivor Larry Hogan is offering his, quote, heartfelt thoughts and prayers to Senator McCain and his family. Hogan said on Facebook that he knows McCain will fight this battle with courage and strength. The long legal battle over the Purple Line has entered a new phase with a federal appeals court ruling yesterday that clears the way for work on the light rail line to resume. The appeals court panel issued a stay of a lower court ruling that had halted work. D.C. police are looking for six teenagers from Africa who disappeared after participating in an international robotics competition this week. The four boys and two girls are from the nation of Burundi. Police say the teenagers were last seen 5 p.m. Tuesday, about the time the final robotics matches were finishing up. President Trump has harsh words for his attorney general. During an interview with the New York Times, Mr. Trump says he never would have appointed Jeff Sessions had he known Sessions would recuse himself from overseeing the Russia investigation. O.J. Simpson makes his case today before a Nevada parole board in his bid for early release from prison.
In Simpson's favor, his age, he's now 70, the fact that he has no disciplinary write-ups, and he's already been granted parole on 5 of the 12 counts for which he was convicted in that Las Vegas sports memorabilia incident in 2008. While historically, the Nevada Parole Board has granted parole to just half the cases it hears, Simpson could very well be among the half who are granted early release.
Correspondent Jim Roop, and you can hear the O.J. Simpson parole hearing live this afternoon at 1 o'clock at WMAL.com. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,641, the Nasdaq at 6,385. Sports Gio Gonzalez takes the loss as the Nats fall to the Angels. The O's beat Texas again and go for the sweep tonight. WNBA, the Mystics rally from 21 points down to beat Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
Today,
you have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland overturned dump truck in the Largo area of UU's White House Road. This puts it just outside of the Beltway. White House Road, east of Powder Mill Road at Harry S. Truman Drive. They're going to shut that down in each direction there again with the overturned dump truck crash on the Beltway. Outer Loop slows 95 to George Avenue. Inner Loop past College Park. Getting to the Beltway. We still had accident activity. Maryland 95 as you pass 212. So a distraction there for all. For 270 in delays this morning. Germantown onto the 270 spur. And along the way, as you pass 28 toward Falls Road, we had the crash in the left lane. George Washington Parkway, it's been about the volume. Park Place, they're not working anything, but as you approach and pass 123 and down to the overlooks, pretty solid lineup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with a high eventually up to 98, then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 in Alexandria, 74 in Beltsville, 81 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
It is 7:37 on WMAL. We're Washington Comes to Talk on this Friday Eve. That means it is Thursday morning. Joining us coming up at 8:05 is Danica Rome. She is a candidate for the Virginia House of Delegates. We're talking to her. I'm Mary Walker, along with Vince Colonnais.
Hi, good morning. We have the good fortune now being joined by Byron York. He's the chief political correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And Byron, you're joining us. I feel like I can say this literally any day of the year, but you're joining us at a good time to talk about political news because the President of the United States gave a New York Times interview yesterday that has a ton of people talking, and in it he said that he wouldn't have picked Jeff Sessions if he knew the Attorney General would recuse himself. Byron, I imagine if you're Jeff Sessions today, you're at the very least scratching your head.
Got to be, and I spoke last night to some conservative supporters of Jeff Sessions and supporters of Donald Trump, who were one, very surprised, and two, really disappointed, because they felt that it showed that Trump did not appreciate not just what Sessions has done for him over the last year and a half, but also the enormous political risk Sessions took by doing it. He became the first and was for a very long time the only senator who endorsed Donald Trump and was Trump's kind of entree to the Senate and other parts of Washington. So to see Trump dumping on Sessions like this publicly, we knew there had been many reports that Trump was frustrated that Sessions had recused himself and was unhappy, and we'd heard reports of a rift between them because of that. But for Trump to go so public like this in an interview with the New York Times really did disappoint a lot of the conservatives.
That last point, the fact that it was an interview with the New York Times really stands out to me, because I've watched the president many times refer to places like the New York Times as fake news or CNN or the Washington Post over and over. Yet it seems like, you know, when the last time there was a healthcare fight, the first person he called was the Washington Post. And then a big momentous interview where he's trying to clear up a scandal, he goes to the New York Times. Are you confused by this?
One, the Trump White House has given more access to conservative media than any White House before. So I think that needs to be remembered.
I agree, yes.
Conservative outlets are getting more access. They're being able to ask more questions than ever before. So remember that. But on the other hand, Trump has a codependent relationship with some of these big press outlets that dates back many decades in New York. And I know that a number of people were asking last night, why did he do this? Why did the New York Times? And, of course, if you go back over the campaign, he's given incredible access to the New York Times specifically. And I think the explanation is kind of a psychological one. Trump is a native of Queens. His father made his fortune in Queens. Trump saw moving to Manhattan as the big time and making it in the big show. And getting the approval or at least the notice of the New York Times is just very, very important. So I think most people, when you ask them, why does Trump talk to the New York Times so much, they resort to psychological explanations as opposed to anything strategic or political.
It could also be because anything he says he knows is going to get leaked to the New York Times eventually anyway, so he might as well just tell them directly. Yeah. What also came out from this interview was that he told them that he believes, in hindsight, that Mr. Comey told him about that dossier, that fake Russian dossier was published by BuzzFeed, just to make it clear that he had something to hold over to the over his head. Why do you think he would do that?
Well, I think that is one of the, I mean, Trump raises a very legitimate question about why the intelligence chiefs during the transition when Trump was president-elect felt they had to tell Comey, tell the president about this. And a bigger question is why the FBI sort of took over the dossier when the pro-Clinton opposition researchers were finished with it. And that's a big question. By the way, Senator Charles Grassley is trying to find out some of these questions, not having a lot of luck, not getting a lot of cooperation from Fusion GPS, the group that hired the British former spy to seek information from Russians, including perhaps Russian government sources. Does that sound familiar? And so I think Trump is correct to raise questions about this dossier because there is a huge amount we don't know. And remember, having Comey tell the president was the news hook that got the dossier into public discussion. There are some people in the press who knew about it beforehand but didn't report on it because, first of all, it just wasn't substantiated. They had no idea if it was true or not. And the second reason, there was no sort of news hook. But the fact, knowing the fact that the FBI director told the president-elect about it, that was news. So it was the hook that got the dossier into the public discussion.
Let me ask you about the healthcare battle, if I can, which is that, you know, Mitch McConnell next week is expected to bring a procedural vote on moving forward on repeal only. What are the chances do you think that procedural vote even will pass?
Well, if it's just on repeal only, then I don't think they're very good. We've already had three Republican senators say that they would not vote on a motion to proceed for that, and that's enough to kill it right there. Right.
And John McCain is out, of course, at the same
time.
Well,
you have to remember there's always the possibility of some other solution. I mean, they're always thinking, is there some other way around this roadblock? But what I thought was interesting about McConnell's comments after he left the White House yesterday was saying, we're going to have a vote on this. And you have to remember, you know, Shelley Moore Capito, the West Virginia Republican, has a lot of problems with the current plan. voted in December 2015 to repeal Obamacare. And Dean Heller, who famously has problems with this plan, he voted to repeal Obamacare in December 2015. And Rob Portman, who's worried about more funding, he voted to repeal Obamacare in December 2015. And I think Mitch McConnell was saying, we're going to make you vote. I mean, maybe you'd like this to go away,
right?
But we're going to make you vote on what you've already voted for in December 2015, and let's see what you do now.
Also, Lisa Murkowski is on that list as well.
Yes, Murkowski also voted for it. That's right. As a matter of fact, the only Republican in December 2015 to vote against it was Susan Collins. So she's escaping a lot of that heat, you know, because people said, well, she's consistent. She voted against it before. She's going to vote against it now. We may disagree with her, but there's nothing wrong with that. So this could have been a way for McConnell to put pressure on those people and say, look, maybe you should agree to a different plan, and then you won't have to take this vote that I'm threatening you with.
Well, now it seems like McConnell's pretty insistent that he's going to hold one. Thank you, Byron York, for giving us some updates today.
Thank you, folks.
Appreciate that. 7:45 now on WMAL.
And it's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and it's been a relatively good morning for commuters coming in on the Greenway, Toll Road, Route 7. No major problems there. 66, it's just been about a lot of the volume, which we have. Normal rush hours here, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and now as you come up to the Beltway. In Sterling, do watch for the crash. It's on 606, which is Old Ox Road at Overland Drive. So watch for police. It's a little bit slow in each direction as a result. Now, Maryland, let's go out to Landover, or Largo, actually, on White House Road at Harry S. Truman Drive. That's just past Ritchie Marlboro Road for serious crash involving an overturned dump truck. Again, that's on White House Road. That's outside of the Beltway, east of Ritchie Marlboro. And on 95, southbound still, watch for delays as you come south, approaching and passing 212. Now that volume extends onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today with a mix of clouds and sun at a high to 98, but a heat index into the triple digits. Dry tonight with a low of 79. Then isolated thunderstorms may pop up tomorrow with a high of 96 degrees. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 81 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Oh, 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 I'm falling, so I'm taking my time on my ride.
Everybody can't wait. Most kids can't wait to get their license and get behind the wheel. And two young children in West Virginia started a little early. A 5-year-old and a 2-year-old decided, let's go to Grandpa's. And they were hanging out in the front yard playing, so they got in the car.
Yeah, why not?
Why not,
just
right?
Just get the keys and go.
They took their mom's car. They made it 3 miles before they crashed the car. One child steered, and I'm going to assume, I don't know, but I'm going to assume the 5-year-old steered because he could see up above the wheel much better than the 2-year-old.
These are both boys, yeah.
Both boys, of course, because a girl would have said, I don't think this is a good idea. But the boys are like, yeah. And the other pushed the gas and the brake pedals, and it was a windy, curvy road. They crashed about 3 miles into their trip into a ditch. They escaped unharmed. You know, they're fine because they didn't have their seatbelts on, of course. You know, they did just fine. Investigators are still trying to figure out how this happened. Apparently, mom didn't even know they were gone. She thought they were in the front yard playing. She had no clue that they were gone. As I said, this happened in West Virginia in Putnam County. And they knew how to get to Grandpa's house. Think about that.
A pretty amazing story. It was an 8-mile trip, they say. They made it 3, so not quite halfway there. But 3 miles down the road for a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, both taking separate responsibilities, the 5-year-old on the steering wheel, presumably, and the 2-year-old on the pedals. That's impressive. Now, given their risk tolerance, these kids may not live you know, a full adult life. But rest assured, they are going to try a lot of things in this life. They're gonna lead a very fulfilling life.
Great stories to tell at Thanksgiving dinner. It took the police an hour to find mom. They didn't even. And mom says, "What do you mean? My kids are in the front yard playing, and they lived in an apartment complex." And they said, "No, they're not." Well, the woman who was the super, she owns the Bronco Junction apartments where the boys lived. She evicted them. She said, "That's it." She told the boys' mom, "No longer welcome. We didn't want to take a chance of that happening again. I have family that lives here. We have other tenants. Our children play out here. They're not expecting anything like a runaway car coming by." So now mom's got to find a new place to live as well. And no charges against the mom, but they're still investigating what happened.
All right, keep track of your keys and your kids, would you?
Absolutely. 7:49 on WMAL.
Want to make your weekend more productive? Tune in to Retirement Key Radio with Abe and Shelley Abish from Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3, right here on WMAL.
You know, finding a dentist that you love and you trust is like finding a good hairdresser. You never want to let that person go. Well, my dentist said, "Well, I'm leaving you. We're breaking up." He broke up with me. So I had to find a new dentist. Larry O'Connor sent me to Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And after visiting, I cannot say enough wonderful things about them. I'm not a fan of going to the dentist. I have my issues. But they made me feel so comfortable that they made me feel all my fears were perfectly normal. And I didn't feel judged at all. And that's who they are. They're compassionate. They get it. They want to work with you. They don't rush you. They want you to be in total control. And they want you to be comfortable so that you get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. And you don't put off a dental visit until you're in pain. You'll get follow-up calls after procedures, emails, and they will even give you their cell phone numbers and you can call them at any time. If you want to learn more about sedation dentistry or if you just need a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hi, Mary. Good Thursday morning to you. Well, futures are pointing to a slightly higher open on Wall Street today. SpaceX is warning that the first launch of its big new Falcon Heavy rocket will be risky, and it should happen later this year. SpaceX plans to fly customers to the moon late next year. Dow Component Travelers is out with earnings this morning. The insurance company had mixed results impacted by alongside bigger weather-related losses. Shares are down 1% in the pre-market. Blackstone reported disappointing quarterly results this morning, and a stronger report from Polaris, which makes quads, snowmobiles, and those almost motorcycle vehicles that you see on the road with two wheels in the front and one in the back called slingshots. We'll also get snapshots of how other companies are doing today, including Abbott Labs, Microsoft, Visa, and eBay. Forbes will release its annual list of the world's highest paid published authors. Last year's number one, James Patterson. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
It's 7:55 WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And 270, boy, that's been a source of delays this morning. And we continue with the slow traffic, Germantown, and on to the 270 spur toward River Road. Now, one of the latest problems had been near Falls Road. The crash was in the left lane. You should find that lanes are open there. Might still see some of that activity. Top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring. Heavy inner loop as you come off the 95 slows to get you past the exit at Route 1. Baltimore, Washington Parkway through Laurel, each way slow. Now, D.C., 295 southbound as you come up to Pennsylvania Avenue. They were clearing an earlier crash. That's why BW Parkway and 50, especially out of Chevrolet, is so bogged down. Across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, slowing, but lanes reported open. An update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero Park Smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A heat advisory will be in effect during the afternoon hours today. Expect a mix of clouds and sun with a high eventually up to 98, then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 79. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 83 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
In a town like D.C., debate is normal. But one thing we can all agree on is the need for quality health care. That's where we come in. We're Kaiser Permanente, and for more than 70 years, we've been delivering quality health care to our members. Another thing not up for debate is our total approach to health care, which combines the efforts of more than 22,000 physicians nationwide with a connected health care team to help treat illness no matter how serious. We back up our teams by conducting thousands of clinical research studies each year that have led to new procedures and treatments that make our patients and communities healthier. And we've pioneered the technology that helps our clinical teams diagnose and treat our more than 11 million members faster. We are Kaiser Permanente, and we believe that with better research, the right treatment, and connected and comprehensive care, we're helping millions thrive. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org/wearekp to learn more.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
It's 5 o'clock. While lots of people in Washington are going home, we're still working to help you. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a Comcast technician in the greater Washington, D.C. area.
What a day, right?
Yeah. Any plans tonight?
Going home to get my internet installed and then have dinner with a friend.
Comcast comes out after 5?
Yes, they do, which is nice because that's when I'm available, right?
That makes so much sense.
We know you're busy. That's why we offer evening and weekend appointments so we can be there to help when it's convenient for you.
But how will you have time for dinner with your friend? Won't you have to wait around all night?
No.
We'll give you a 2-hour appointment window, so you won't have to wait around for me. And if I am late for some reason, you'll get a $20 credit on your next statement. Because at Comcast, we should fit into your life, not the other way around.
Well, enjoy your dinner.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, a transgender ex-journalist is challenging Delegate Robert Marshall in Prince William County. And we're going to talk to her coming up right here on Mornings on the Mall.
And also coming up, speaking of talking, President Trump was talking to the New York Times. And boy, did he have a lot to say. We're going to fill you in on it. It is 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next. WMAL.